welcome to The Secrets of Their Success radio show with Jenny Brewster, the UK's leading expert in podcasting for business and founder of the Podcast Academy. Join Jenny each week for powerful interviews and messages that will inspire you to create a life you love from a business you love.
You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 125.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back. As you might have guessed, that's the opening of a radio show, a podcast about podcasting. And those of you who have been following me for a while know that my original podcast was all about podcasting. So I was very interested to run across Jenny, who invited me to be interviewed on her show, Secrets of Their Success. And I wanted to give you a flavor of what her podcast was all about, while at the same time sharing with you my background and how I got into this business of podcasting. So here we go. It's a slightly edited version. I edited down her podcast a bit, just so that you got a feeling for the format. I hope you get something out of it, and I hope you check out Podcast Academy. So if you're interested in podcasting, that's the place to go. So without further ado, here's my interview by Jenny Brewster.
Welcome to the Secrets of Their Success radio show. I'm really excited to introduce today Dr. Rodney Murray. But before I introduce Rod, I just want to make sure you get your copy of my podcast blueprint. Podcasting is a powerful method for marketing your business, and you can use it to position, promote, and profit. I've had proven results time and again, and you can download it for free at mypodcastblueprint.com. Now, my super guest today, Dr. Rodney Murray, is an Executive Director of Academic Technology at the University of the Sciences. He is charged with advancing all aspects of educational technology. His goal is to provide the teaching and learning platforms and services that will provide you sciences forward in classroom learning, hybrid and distance education. His team is responsible for the learning management system, instructional design, classroom technology, and technology training for faculty and staff. Dr. Murray promotes the latest e-learning technologies, including Web 2, applications, social media, blogs, wikis, e-portfolios, and podcasts. He has become a recognized expert in this area, producing his own podcast on educational technology since 2006. Dr. Murray, or Rod, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Jenny. I'm really pleased to have time to talk to you and to your audience.
Fantastic. And from over the other side of the pond too, I might add. So brilliant that we've got hold of you. So, Rod, for the listeners who don't know you already, tell us a little bit about you.
I've been in education for several decades. My interest is in pharmacology, and hence I'm currently working for University of the Sciences, which sometimes is better known as the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy. We're the first pharmacy school in North America, and it's my current home. But my interest stemmed from work that I did when I was doing my research for my PhD in pharmacology way back when, and got very interested in computing and all sorts of technology.
Fantastic. And you have also been podcasting since 2006. That's correct, yeah?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so tell me, how did you get into podcasting?
Well, I was commuting at my former institution. I had a commute in public transportation, and part of that was underground. And I liked to listen to the radio, but I was listening to music that I had on my CD player and listened to it over and over again. I thought there's got to be a way to record, up-to-date programs that I could listen to when I'm out of range of the airwaves. And I did a search, probably on Google, and discovered this thing called podcasting. And at the time, that was probably late 2004, the name Adam Curry came up, and I learned that he was called the Podfather. He was one of the originators of podcasting, and he had a daily program. He had a daily podcast called The Daily Source Code. And it was great for me because it was a podcast about the technology. And, you know, I felt like I was in on the ground floor of folks that were crafting the software, the podcatchers, the means to listen to podcasting. This was before Apple and iTunes got into the business. So, sure. You know, one thing led to another, and I thought, gee, this would be a great tool to extend the reach of our faculty in teaching at my former institution, which I should say is Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, PA. And so I decided, well, you know, I'll just jump in and give it a try. So I started my podcast, and it was a podcast on podcasting because I wanted to, my main audience at the time was our own faculty. And I named it The Pulse because that also happened to be the name of our portal. Our learning management system portal was called The Pulse. And so this was Rod's Pulse podcast. And, you know, one thing led to another. I figured, well, if I'm doing it for our internal audience, why not just open it up? And around that time, iTunes, you know, Apple got into podcasting, and the iPods, you know, were very popular. And so I opened it up, and I got my podcast, figured it out, you know, myself, and how to record and how to get it onto iTunes.
That's brilliant. So were you actually podcasting before iTunes honed in on the opportunity? Or was iTunes the first platform available at that time?
Well, before iTunes, people had to know enough to get their own podcatcher. So there was a, gosh, I'm going to forget the names now. Juice was one. In fact,
okay.
I think Adam Curry developed some software. I think it was called Podcatcher originally, but Apple didn't like that name, so they changed it to Juice. So there were a half a dozen or more small companies that sprung up that had their own podcatcher software. All, of course, all based on the RSS 2.0 technology, which allowed folks to have a link to audio files in their RSS feeds.
Yes.
So you had to be pretty much in the know to figure out how to do all this on your own at the time.
Fantastic. So you hit it at its in its infancy, really. So have you watched your downloads and your fans increase over the years?
I have, although to be honest, I this really started out as a labor of love, and
yeah.
I really didn't pay too much attention to how big my audience was. But I had a couple of tacks to try to increase my audience. In fact, some actually people came to me. At one point, I had sponsorship from a educational technology company, and that lasted for about 6 months or so. And then I was at a national education meeting, and I was on a listening to a panel talking about educational technology, and I went up to the editor of Inside Higher Ed, and I said, "Well, would you put a link to my podcast on your?" In your online magazine?" And he did me one better. Eventually, we worked out that they would actually sponsor me. So,
fantastic.
The past couple of years now, I've been sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, and I produce a monthly podcast, and it's carried on their website as well. So, and they also have my back catalog of my previous podcasts as well.
Wonderful. So you really are a thought leader in this field. Now, you like to promote the latest e-learning technologies. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, usually my podcasts follow the format of interviewing a leader from these different technology companies. If I can get the president or their chief technology officer, or it could be a sales leader, I interview them about their product. Of course, I'm an early adopter in all things technology, so I like to point out the newest, latest, and greatest educational technology. I'll be glad to give you some samples if you're interested.
Absolutely.
In fact, this month I'm working on my next podcast, and all about the advances in educational technology and pedagogy, online pedagogy. And at the end, I'm going to highlight two technologies which I think are really exciting. One is called AprendNet, and it's a video platform. It's a way to allow students to sort of do peer education. They're given a problem in a video, and then they respond by uploading their own video. And then the students can view all their peers and rank them and rate them. So it's a very interesting platform.
In terms of what I'm thinking outside of in education, and I think hybrid events, do you ever stream in lecturers who can't make it to campus?
Yes, that's been an issue here, especially in the Northeast, where we've had a horrible winter this winter. I think you probably have too.
We saw it on the news.
We had an unusual number of snow days here, and so not so much streaming in, external people, but actually having faculty stream in their content, their lectures to our own students, because we do have students here on campus, and they're on the internet, and they can get their training that way.
Do you think more hybrid technology is the future?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the areas of focus of my next podcast, which is talking about the shift in the spectrum from face-to-face learning to online. I think a lot of educational institutions these days do hybrid learning, which various people define.
Okay, so it is a growing area. And what are your favorite learning platforms? Do you have any?
Yes, In desire of full disclosure, I have interest in Blackboard. That's their learning management system here. They're mostly in the higher education space, but I understand they're also moving into the corporate and secondary education.
Sure.
But I've been promoting them for a long time at my previous institution. We use Blackboard, and we're a Blackboard school here as well at U Sciences.
Fantastic. Are there any, I wouldn't say things that you use in education, but is there anything that you like to use? Are there any apps that you find amazingly useful? If I had to ask you, what were the three things that you couldn't do without in your daily routine, what would they be? That's putting you on the spot now, Rod. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. It's easy to answer because I'm a real fan of the Google apps. In fact, one of the first things I did here at the University of the Sciences is bring in Google. Google has a program called Google Apps for Education.
Yes, no, I can believe. So if that was number one, what would the second one be?
Oh, there's so many. If you look at my iPhone, I have a ton of apps.
Perfect.
I use Evernote to take notes, and that's another popular one. And certainly for entertainment, the Apple products, certainly their podcast app and their music.
Which is now, have you just heard the announcement that that's actually coming as a native app now? It's going to be pre-installed in all iPhones.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But it's great news for you and I.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, okay, I'm going to ask you now, is there ever a platform that you thought or believed or had hoped would take off but then didn't?
Well, there's some that I'm hoping will take off.
Okay.
That perhaps have not, they just haven't been out long enough yet.
Yes.
And one that I'm thinking of is TouchCast, and this is a wonderful concept that you have to see to believe. And I'll try to draw a picture for you.
Okay.
If you can imagine, if you're an instructor or a trainer, and you want to create a video. While you're creating the video, and it's, say it's of yourself, you want to show somebody a website or some other app, they have in TouchCast what they call video apps. So you can bring up on the screen in live, almost like...
So all the super things are happening over there.
That's right.
Aren't they just? Rod, you've been super. Can you tell the listeners, where do they reach you? Okay, tell them the podcast links, all they need to do to find you and hear your stuff.
Sure. You can go directly to my show notes, which is at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. And, of course, there you can subscribe via email, or you could search for Rod's Pulse Podcast on iTunes. And also in Inside Higher Ed, it's called, it's shortened to The Pulse. So if you go to insidehighered.com/The Pulse, you can get to my podcast there as well.
Perfect. And for the audience out there, I will put all the links that Rod has just mentioned on the show notes too. So if you haven't scribbled them down, I will go and list them all there. Rod, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for all those super insights you've given today. They've been brilliant.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I subscribe to your podcast, and I've been listening, so you offer a great service.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Secrets of Their Success Radio. If you did, then be sure to leave a review and subscribe here in iTunes to hear more inspiring interviews and messages from entrepreneurs who have already created their six-figure business.
So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it and got a taste of Secrets of Their Success Radio show with Jenny Brewster. So until next time, have a great week. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.